Happy Monday, Brooke.
Same to you, Fred.
Hey, good to have you with us and in studio today, and some interesting news on the cover this week. As we look back, it's already been a decade for the second major hospital in Las Cruces, Mountain View Regional Medical Center, celebrating its 10th anniversary.
Yeah, it seems like it's going by real fast. I can remember when it was just a dirt lot out that way. Yeah, on Sunday will be the official 10 years since they've accepted their first patient. So, and they're going to have a celebration on August 23rd. And it's very interesting because for those who were around then, remember that we had Memorial Medical Center. Mesilla Valley Hospital was here, but we only had one acute care hospital. Since then, we have two more, the rehab hospital and the long-term care hospital, and so many more doctor's offices and things are growing up around the hospitals. So it really was part of the boost to make us into a regional medical center, having the two hospitals. It was something that was needed, obviously, at the time. The company came in, Triad, who built the hospital, and they did studies and found out that a lot of people said they wanted more choice in the area. So they got a second hospital. And then some people pointed to the fact they think that's helped Memorial, too, because Memorial sort of, you know, expanded some and had to, you know, get in some new technology and build some new additions and that sort of stuff and recruit physicians. So one of those things where competition makes for a healthy market.
Okay, interesting. And as you interviewed them on this 10th anniversary, what really struck out for you as far as their challenges for the future and where they've been?
Yeah, it's all about technology and recruiting specialists and recruiting the right type of doctors to come here. And, you know, Las Cruces is in an area where it's beautiful. People like the weather and everything. But also, you know, some people, it's still a smaller town to some people and everything. And, you know, so you have that sort of tightrope act that you got to walk. Because, you know, you have some advantages here, but then also you're going to lose out to some bigger cities and that sort of stuff. So it's all about recruiting and making sure you have the right talent here.
Personnel. It's all about personnel. And unlike some industries in the healthcare industry, they have a shortage of workers in many different areas. And really, I know, have a challenge sometimes bringing people in.
Yeah, that's the one thing. Nursing students seem to have not too hard of a time finding jobs when they're coming out. Nursing is not an easy occupation, obviously.
No.
But, you know, people who are techs and all that sort of stuff, healthcare is still expanding. And as the baby boom generation continues to reach retirement age and stuff, and a lot more of our population does, you know, that's going to continue to grow.
All right. Interesting. Well, speaking of growth, in your profile this week, you profiled a gentleman who had a brew pub in Deming, and now he has one in Las Cruces on University.
Yeah, the Members Valley Tap Room. It's down on 901 East University in the same complex where Starbucks and that is located. They just opened last month, and already they're just booming. A good location next to University. All the students who are 21 and over, of course, and faculty members and everybody who wants to stop in and have a beer. And, you know, there are beers that are brewed. They're from Deming, the Members Valley Tap Room. And the brewing company is over in Deming. So they have their own locally brewed specialties, as it were, from dark beers to pilsners. And it's just doing pretty well. The brewmaster and owner is Brian Reedy. And they have a patio open, and they had their soft opening back several weeks ago, and it was just flourishing.
And I know I saw something, this is a little unusual, in the newspaper, that some of the surrounding food businesses may be very happy for this because he allows folks to bring food into the establishment because he doesn't sell food. He just sells beer.
Beer, yeah, right. So you can pick something up, bring it in with you. Yeah. And it's kind of a different sort of concept there. You haven't seen something like that around here.
All right. In the What's New this week, kind of a surprise amongst a variety of things here. You may remember that Brooke and I talked about this a while back, that someone tried to bring back a Blockbuster location in Las Cruces, and for a very short time had a Blockbuster opened on Valley. Well, now someone is trying again, not with Blockbuster, but with their own video store.
Yeah. MT Videos, it's called, and The word video might be a little bit of a misnomer because mostly they have DVDs there, but I think you can get some VHS, and they'll order movies for you as well. But independently owned little location just north of Caliche's on Valley, in a little commercial plaza there. Years ago, Showtime Video used to be in that same location, if people remember that place. And it's just an honest-to-goodness video store. You can buy, of course, but you can also rent. Just go and browse and rent. And, you know, that seemed to be a thing of the past. You still have Hastings here in town where you can rent movies and everything. But Hastings also has books and music and that sort of stuff.
It's interesting because someone was talking to me, Brooke, about this the other day, just coincidentally. And folks may have heard last week on our Marketplace Morning Report an interview with the CEO at Redbox, that Redbox, all across the country, has really dominated the video rental business. They've put people out of business essentially all over the country. His statement on Marketplace was that there is a Redbox within 5 minutes from 70% of the U.S. population.
Wow.
And you kind of are not, you're sort of surprised by that, but then not surprised when
you see
when
how
you
many
think
even
about,
we have
here. They're all over. They're grocery stores, McDonald's, Walgreens, they're all over. So it's going to be interesting to see this experiment in Las Cruces with a person trying again with a video store. But someone was telling me, you know, along the lines of Redbox, that they missed the opportunity to go into a video store and browse around.
Yeah,
and
roam the aisles.
See some of the older flicks
exactly.
That maybe they had never seen, or maybe they saw it, they've forgotten it, and they want to watch it again. And you get that in a video store. I know I miss it.
I do, too.
It's kind of fun.
I've used Redbox, but I miss going to the store and being able to find something, you know. You might find an old Pink Panther movie that you haven't seen in a while or something, and just that you can't find at Redbox.
And it's just kind of the experience, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's certainly, you know, and especially with Redbox, you're not browsing too long because if someone's standing behind you,
sometimes
you
the line can get pretty long.
You know,
yeah.
If you have any couth at all, you're trying to, you know, quickly choose that video and go.
Go,
you know,
yeah.
You're not going to make them wait behind you while you browse for hours.
Yeah, I usually have something in mind when I go there. But
yeah, yeah. And that's how it is. So what else is in What's New this week?
We have a Sweet Cece's. It's in the same location, actually. It's a frozen yogurt type place it's supposed to be coming.
Near the video store.
No, I'm sorry. Near the Members Valley Tap Room.
Oh, near the
I was
taken
back there
okay.
already.
All right.
Positive Energy is a solar electrical systems company. They have moved offices from Hadley to Main Street. Uniforms Unlimited, sadly, is a small uniform company, and they're going to close. You know, just another effect of the economy. And Decorating Den, Sherry Franzoy is the owner, and she's getting an office here in town. She decorates homes and goes to people's houses and helps them decide what they want to do.
Ah, interesting. All right, we got about 30 seconds for the Babbling Brook.
Apple is suing Samsung, who is suing Apple, and also Apple has decided to drop YouTube from its standard package, which is made by Google, and Google makes the Android devices that Samsung uses, so there's a big catfight going on in the technology world. They're sort of like Apple is a customer of Samsung, but yet they're suing them. So if they can get Android, if they can win the lawsuit and have Android have to change, a lot of people have Android technology, and it'll be interesting to see what happens there.
The mobile world. Brooke Stockburger is the business editor at The Sun News. That and more in today's paper. Brooke, thanks for being here.